It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah.
We're podcasting.
Wow, can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? We are back. Back, ladies and gentlemen. We will sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Where did that come from?
That's one of those things that they used to do for racetracks and stuff. We'll top alcohol-burning cars. Thunderous engines. We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Did that sell things?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like hyped people up?
Yeah.
Like,
you
don't want to miss this.
You don't want to miss this.
This artist may never be in town again, ever.
That's right. See, top alcohol-burning country acts.
Alcohol-burning?
Yeah.
Who burns alcohol?
What country singer have you not seen drink on stage?
Well, you never really know, because they have, like, those solo cups.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah. Did you hear their... There was a Texas artist that got kicked out of a music festival because he asked beforehand.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
If he could burn stuff on stage.
Uh-huh. Didn't he smoke pot?
No. And they said no. And he's like, okay. So then when they were getting ready to go on stage, he and his tour manager walked by, and his tour manager had a fire extinguisher. And the guy's like, the runner of the festival was like, what are you doing? You don't need to... Oh, just gotta be safe. Gotta be safe. And then the artist, like, ends up, like, lighting his guitar on fire. Burning his guitar on fire on stage for effect. And immediately got kicked out of the festival. Sam Riggs. He's a Texas artist.
Oh, okay.
You were supposed to perform in Mexico for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be the country artist that I was excited to see.
Oh, okay. That I had no idea who he was.
Yeah, he's not a well-known name out of the Texas scene. That is
but
most
Texas
artists.
What did he want to burn?
His guitar. Like, he lit his guitar on fire. Like,
a Hendrix kind of thing.
Like, I guess. Jimi Hendrix. I don't know his music enough to understand why. Like, if it's associated with a song or something. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. My girlfriend and I went and saw him last year, 2016. And he's like... mid early 20s, made us feel very old, but I like his music.
What does he do? Would anybody recognize anything that he does?
Nothing on like the top four. If you know who Sam Riggs is, you know who Sam Riggs is.
And if you don't know who he is,
then go check him out.
No idea who he is.
He might be burning stuff.
But we're going to go see a country act this weekend. Wow, she got so excited, she just punched the microphone. And that might be why it sounds echoey right now.
No, I don't know. Is my mic on?
Doesn't it sound a little echoey? Like,
yeah, we should
Hold on a second. Let's pause and check your mic. Hold on.
I have counted to 10. I'm not going to punch the microphone anymore.
Yay.
What?
Yay. But we unplugged it and plugged it back in, and you actually sound...
better.
A little better. That was weird. It sounded like you were recording through the backside of my microphone.
Yeah, I'm like, is this thing on? But yes, we are going on a long weekend for Memorial Day, which I'm so freaking excited. You've been working a lot. I've been working a lot. It is time to get away, people, and say sayonara.
Where are we going?
We're going to Nashville, baby.
And who are we
going to
see?
We're going to see Eric Church. And then we're also going to the Grand Ole Opry and seeing like at least 8 artists.
Now that's what I'm excited about. Going to the Grand Ole Opry. I have never been
but
to the Grand
Ole. But you're excited about Eric Church too, right?
I'm so excited about Eric Church. But I have never been to the Grand Ole Opry. I mean, I've been there. I've seen the building. But I've never seen a show.
So this is, he's like, we were talking. He's like, I've never been in the audience of the Grand Ole Opry. I've been on the stage, but I've never been in the... I'm like, please don't say that out loud to people when we're there. That's very, like, humble brag.
I've performed at the Grand Ole Opry because we taped a comedy special there, Bill Ingvall's History of Country Comedy.
I think I'll play your iHeartRadio channel, and I think that's on there.
See it come by every once in a while? Yeah, so it would be interesting because that's going to the mother church of country, you know, seeing the... I hope somebody plays a washboard.
Well, let's see who's on tap. Because, like, I wanted to wait and see because they wait to, like, confirm people.
Uh-huh. Like the week before or night before.
They guarantee that you're going to see at least 8 artists.
Uh-huh.
Let's see who's going to be there. Ricky Skaggs will be hearing some banjo,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
New artist Chris Jansen, Gene Watson.
I like Gene Watson.
Riders in the Sky.
Like Riders in the Sky.
Bill Anderson.
Whispering Bill is going to be there.
He wasn't on the list before.
Bill.
Mike Snyder. He's been an Opry member since 1990.
Mike Snyder used to be on TNN a whole lot.
Okay. The Whites. They've been an Opry member since 1984.
I'm sure I know something by the Whites. But
and then Tracy Lawrence.
Well, there you go. Boom. There you go.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a Friday night at the Grand Old Opry. I'm very excited.
Me too. What are you going to wear?
Well, I have a dress packed.
I know you have a dress packed for Eric Church because you pulled it out of the closet and go, this is my Eric Church dress.
No, I have another dress packed for the Grand Old Opry. It's just a dress. Like,
you're wearing
a
dress to the Grand Ole Opry?
Well, I was going to.
You're not
going to
Opry it all out, like bling, bling, country, bling, 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 bling?
No, I'm going to Janet.
So it's a lot of pink?
Actually, my dress is peach that I'm wearing to the Grand Ole Opry. Yeah, I'm excited. I've got friends there that I haven't seen in a while. You have friends in Nashville. Mm-hmm. We're going with three other couples, and we're staying in one of those home away from homes. It's a 100-year-old house that sleeps.
100-year-old people.
I don't know. I'm a little nervous. I'm like, we didn't like call beds. I don't know what's going on.
We might end up on like a fold-out bed or something.
No, I don't think there are fold-out beds. Believe me, babe. If we end up in like a crummy situation, I'll give you the best part of the crummy situation.
Great. I would love the crummy part of the situation.
I don't think they will. But you never know. Like, we get in late. Everyone else gets in early. I didn't know this. Like, I'm like, I can work Thursday and leave Thursday night. Okay. And you come in at like Friday morning.
I come in at 12 something at night.
Yeah. Why?
Because it was the cheapest flight to go. Because I was just in Nashville last week.
But when you booked it, you hadn't been in Nashville.
I have not been in Nashville working in years, but what was that?
I threw my coaster.
I just came from Nashville because I've been on tour doing the Friends and Safe Spaces tour.
Yeah, you've been like cruise ship / Friends and Safe Spaces / where's Steve? I don't know.
But if anybody hasn't heard it yet, please Google the Friends and Safe Spaces song that I do with Chad Prather.
Yeah.
That's who I've actually been out on tour with.
And you've got some Colorado dates coming up. You've got Loveland, Denver.
We'll be June 1st at the Rialto Theater in Loveland, and then back June 4th at the Comedy Works here. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of fun. It's exciting.
I get to see you on the 4th.
You do.
I'm like, yay! I get to go see them again.
You're not as excited about us as you are as about going to see Eric Church.
Truth. It's very true.
Gonna take him to church.
I'm going to be in the church choir.
Is that what it's called or something?
His fans. Their church choir.
Oh.
His fan club.
Bringing in the sheep. Bringing in the sheep. We will come rejoicing. Bringing in the sheep.
I've seen him once this year in Denver. And this will be the second time I've seen him. It's same tour. It was my choice. We had already planned on Nashville, but I'm like, well, let's see what I can get single ticket-wise in Denver. And I was like 13 rows back.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what turned out to be a, let's just go see Eric Church in Nashville turned into a, oh my God, this is costing how much?
Nashville is not a cheap place to visit.
Oh my God, we were just going to go to a concert. And now it's up to like, what are we... $900 a person?
But I have to like say, like my friend Amanda like scored big on this house that we're staying in. I don't think it's like right off like any of the, it's not right off Broadway or right off, but it's close enough and it's like $400 a couple, mm-hmm. which is like $200 a piece for 3 nights, 4 days. It's not bad.
No.
Because when we were looking at hotel rooms, it was going to be like $1,500 for the weekend.
Well, that's the ones you were looking at. I was thinking of the ones on the edge of town, like Red Roof Inn for $69.95.
I think this will be a fun experience. You have to go into it with a positive attitude. I know how you get. You'll walk in and be on your phone the entire time and not want to socialize.
Lord, I hope so.
No, you have to. I don't know these people very well, most of them. I've met them, I've hung out with them a little bit back in the day, but not people I'm like friends with on the regular outside of Amanda.
You're not big on talking to people you don't know. So that's going to be even more difficult.
We'll be fine. I have a foundation with each of them. Like, I think Janelle and I have gone to see Miranda together by ourselves. And yeah, Amanda and I are friends. And then there's Shannon and his girlfriend. They're just softball people. I knew them back in the day. We'll be fine.
Softball people?
Yes.
What are softball people?
So back in the day, the ex played a lot of softball, so I hung out with these people on the regular back then. I wouldn't be putting you into a bad situation.
So I'm hanging out with your ex's friends? Is that what I just heard?
Stop.
Isn't that what I just heard? Anybody that's listening, isn't that what you just...
One of them. Janelle actually dated my ex after me.
Oh, great.
But she has a new boyfriend. They bought a house. They've been together, like you and I, for a long time. Dear God. We're fine. It'll be fine. We're all adults. Let's be adults.
All right. We'll do our best. I promise.
Yeah. And we'll get to go, like, on Broadway and have fun, and it'll be great.
And we'll vlog some stuff from Nashville.
And I'll bring earplugs for you in case they play any Luke Bryan.
Thank you.
Oh, dear God. So tell us about your adventures. You've been traveling the world.
That's all I've been doing is traveling the world. But that's basically the tour that I was doing with, or am doing, are doing, is doing. What's the proper grammar from that?
You have been.
Have been doing with the Chad. The Chad. Well, I was teasing him the other day because we actually saw a guy that looked... like something that walked out of Animal House with the khaki pants and the starched shirt and the alligator. And I go, see, that's a Chad. I go, you actually broke the mold of Chad because that's a, hi, I'm Chad. I'm Chad Lawrence III. You know, that's what you think of.
Right.
And I think of.
And if you use that same accent with Chad Prather, it sounds like it could totally fit in.
Chad.
Chad Prather.
Does it really?
Yeah, say it with that accent.
Chad Prather.
Yeah, see?
Really?
No.
I hope he doesn't hear this.
Hearts people to don't you, send Chad. This. Hearts to you, Chad.
Are you making Taylor Swift hearts? On?
Hearts. I'm sending hearts to Chad.
Okay, hearts.
Well, good. You've been having fun, and you have, like, cruise ships coming up. And
mm-hmm. More and more cruise ships. I've got Alaska coming up this summer. I'm excited about that one.
Never in my life will I ever be excited about going to somewhere colder than where I am now.
Really? Even to see how beautiful it is? Just to enjoy the... There's bears along the water edge and eagles flying overhead. And
we have bears and eagles in Colorado.
You ever seen any of them? No.
See, I think that's I've the seen difference. An eagle.
Have you?
Yeah, with you. You point them out.
Oh, yes. That one time we did see one flying over.
Yeah.
But rarely do you see one just sitting there majestically. And a couple times when I've been to Alaska before... You'll see them, like, in a parking lot, like, sitting on top of light poles and stuff. There's so many of them. It's like going to L.A. and the seagulls. Look at all the eagles everywhere.
That's crazy.
I know.
One July, I went to Washington State for...
Softball?
No. Seriously, am I going to live that down? I just wanted to, like, throw it out there. Boom.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But one July, I went to Washington State. I was with you then. I went with my brother and his family.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
For the worst vacation of my life. But anyway, part of it being the worst vacation of my life, it was cold. Like, it's 70 degrees. I'm, like, bundled up in a sweatshirt on the beach going, this is July. July 23rd. What the heck? I hated it. No.
You're picky about your weather.
I like it to be warm. This last week, we got snowy, rainy, cloudy, windy for like 3 days straight. You only came in on the last day. And like me and several of my coworkers were like, about to kill someone, getting really depressed.
It's May and it's still snowing. Well, welcome to Colorado, though.
But Colorado doesn't usually have three gloomy days in a row. It doesn't.
It doesn't?
We have like our 300 days of sunshine. We're freaking spoiled.
It snows and it melts and then we're good.
Yeah. This was like 3 days in a row, and I was like, I'm tired, I want to eat everything in sight, and I want to be in bed.
Well, that's all you want to do. You want to go to work, drive home,
I don't even
and go
like
to bed.
The driving home part.
You want to go to work and go to bed. Go to work.
I think I exert...
Are you okay? You were saying, I don't know why I'm so tired lately.
I don't know. I think maybe there's some there's some social anxiety stuff happening. Maybe I'm putting too much into work. But with you traveling, I really have no motivation to put anything into anything else. Which is wrong. My bad. I have friends.
When you said that out loud, it dawned on you, didn't
no,
it?
No, I know this. But like...
Oh, it jumped. We're good. We're good.
Save where we're at.
Save it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm going to stop and save.
So I've kind of been in a weird mental place over the last month or so. I don't know. And I found I had forgotten to request off for this Nashville trip, which was booked like
long months ago.
Like right before I got my job. And I thought, well, yeah, I requested it off. So I went to my calendar and I'm like, why isn't that? I'm punching the microphone. Why isn't that day marked off? And I was like, boss man, do you know that I'm out next Friday? He's like, no. I'm like, I have this trip to Nashville, you know, that I've been talking about since I got hired to go see Eric Church. And he's like, yeah. I was like, I forgot to tell you on the calendar.
What would you have done if he goes, well, he didn't give us enough time.
Yeah, that would be bad. That would be bad. But he did not do that. He's like, oh, we're good. And I put in the request. And I turned to my coworker. I was like, I think I'm too absorbed in work. She's like, you're finally seeing that? I'm like, shoot.
I've been telling you that forever, but how come it takes a coworker to...
I'm not going to change because I put all of what I am into what I do. And that's why I don't do a lot because I know how I am. Like, look at me planning this baby shower for next month.
What baby shower?
I've been planning it for 6 months.
What baby shower?
Like, people are like, how's the wedding planning? I'm like, I'm not ready to start that because I just realized with this baby shower...
It takes you 6 months.
How intense. Like, when you fall into the Pinterest, Etsy world, how intense it can really be.
The Etsy world is...
You can find anything on Pinterest, the ideas to make things, and then you can look it up. Find them on Etsy already made. And not have to make them yourself.
Why don't you just go straight to Etsy and look for the same stuff?
Because Pinterest links you to Etsy. Etsy is too big.
Well, you just Google words, don't you? Don't you just Google, like, baby shower?
I'm just telling you what I did, okay? That's what I did.
That's how you worked it.
Yes.
If anybody else got a better way to do it, please let us know.
Go. I'm not open to change.
Oh. Well, isn't that the truth?
So I'm too passionate and I don't know how to stop that.
Too passionate on work, be specific.
No, on anything.
Oh.
Like, look at me. Like, Miranda?
Well, that's not
I've seen passionate. Her twice that's psycho. This year. I'm going to see her a third time because it's her Red Rocks appearance.
And then somebody else even said, do you want to go on another night?
And I said no. I said no!
Did you?
I did.
I thought you were going back to back two nights.
No. You said I should. And I was like, no, I have to work the next day. I don't like being tired at work because if I'm going to do something, I want to do it completely. You should appreciate that because I'm not halfway into our relationship. I am completely committed to you. Unless it's Monday through Friday, 8 to 6.
And then you're at work. And then you come home and go, I just need an adult beverage and I think I'm going to go to bed.
No, I don't drink every night. Please don't make that. Out there.
What's an adult beverage is okay, isn't it?
No, I don't think on the regular. I feel really? Like that's what leads to, you do those baby steps, like you have one every night, and then you have two every night, and then you're drinking a bottle every night.
Well, the bottle's the cutoff. Right? No, I, because doctors have said, and I've even read articles like, you know, a drink or two is good for you. Red wine, a couple of glasses of red wine is actually really good for you. But I think when people start going, well, I drink about a bottle of wine a night, or I'm drinking about a fifth of Jack Daniels till I pass out.
I have those weeks where I do have like a beverage, but I don't want people to think I do it every single night. Because I do feel the effects of my sleep with just one adult beverage. I'm not as rested the next day.
Really?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't just knock you out and...
No, you've seen me. Like, I have sleeping problems because we have very active animals.
I think it's the cats.
We should totally talk about that.
We should.
Like, we have... No, not just the cats. Butterfly is blind as a bat at night. Butterfly is our teacup poodle.
And I don't know why. It just sort of is coming on. I guess it's age, maybe. But
it's been for the last 2 years, babe.
Yeah, but it's coming on. She's It's getting worse.
She can't see at night. Like, if we try and, like, bring her through a lightly lit area, she'll run into things.
Or you give her a treat in the kitchen, she'll turn right into a cabinet. Yes. Like, what do you...
So what? In the middle of the night, when she gets thirsty or hungry, she'll, like, jump down off the bed. She finds her way to whatever she needs, and then she can't find her way back on the bed. Like, I've heard her try and jump on to the step stool that gets her onto the bed, and she'll completely miss it.
She just might. She might be mentally ill.
There might she has night blindness. So multiple times in the evening, she'll get up to eat or drink, and you don't wake up to the sneezy bark thing that she does before she full-on barks. I do. So, like, I have to go find her and pick her up and bring her to the bed. And then you have Rain. Rain is our cat who, I don't know if he wants treats, love. I don't know. I've put food next to the bed, so there's 24 hours.
I think he just likes to play with your hair.
It hurts, though. Like, he'll pull my hair. Meh! Meh! And that patting you hear is him on my hair. He doesn't have claws, but he's like pulling my hair, and I'm just like. So I've learned to like encompass him in a big hug.
And that doesn't last long.
He hates it. He hates it. So he jumps off the bed. I give him treats, and then he'll leave me alone. Sometimes for 5 or 10 minutes. Sometimes for the rest of the night.
Do people in general, hug their cats? I've never. Because you try to do it to Pooh Bear, too, and Pooh Bear does not like it and leaves.
So cats don't like that at all. I have a book somewhere. It might be in that wicker basket.
But you hug them anyway, and you know that they don't?
No. Pooh Bear, when we were growing up together, when she was a baby and I was in college.
That sounded weird when we were growing up together.
She would lay on my arm, and I could cuddle her, but now that she's a bigger cat... I'm going to punch the microphone all podcast, just heads up. She likes to lay on my arm, but she doesn't like to cuddle like she used to. So I'm learning over the last week, I've learned this.
She just has to lay against you.
I just need to have something of me touching her.
For you or for her?
For both of us.
Okay.
It calms me down to the point where I have fallen asleep a couple times this week, just having contact with Pooh Bear. It's the same thing with you. This morning, we don't cuddle. Like, you're not a cuddler. I've learned that.
No, you're not a cuddler.
You are not a cuddler.
Because I will say
this
you
is
want...
the title of the podcast.
You are not a cuddler. Because you don't want to cuddle if you're uncomfortable. And then I don't like to do it because you want me to face the other way and I can't see the TV. So I can't just lay there. But if you want to lay...
No, that's not true. There are many a nights that I fall asleep on you because I do cuddle with you.
Right.
But I feel bad because you have a whole comedy bit about the girl falling asleep on you.
On my arm and being trapped for the rest of the night.
So I have this subconscious that says, don't do that every night. But like this morning, you like put your arm around me and I was out. And I had been up for like 2 hours.
I know. You were sitting there playing on your phone.
And I like fell asleep. So I just need that comfort touch. Like, you probably don't have to cuddle with me at night. You probably just have to, like, put your hand on my back, and I'll be fine.
And go, meow.
I know.
Meow. Meow.
I know.
Meow.
I'm weird. I think the fact that we don't go to sleep at the same time affects us, but the fact that we can both be in the same room and I can pass the hell out and you can keep on watching TV most nights, then...
Most nights.
Yeah. Some nights I get woke up and I get involved in whatever you're watching. And then I'm like, oh, crap.
But those are nights you wake up at 1:30 in the morning and go ahead and get up and start doing things around the house. And
then I'm really tired at the end of the workday. I know. Oh.
Well, what subjects did we pull in for this week?
Okay. I got some stories to talk about. You want to talk about
them? Sure, because I got the one story that you're not going to want to talk about anyway.
The fidget spinner?
No, the other one.
Oh. Let's get the fidget spinner out of the way.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, from the Washington Post, and this was on the 19th, so 2 days ago. We've all seen the kid spinning a thing that looks like a miniature alien spaceship on his thumb and wondered what the heck is that all about. Or if you're us, we haven't seen them in person. We've seen them on social media. We've seen them on YouTube. Graveyard Girl is obsessed with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an odd-shaped, oddly addictive object designed to let you channel extra energy into your fingers as you go about your day-to-day. Marketers compare the new obsession with, and this is what I was speaking about with you the other day,
okay,
Pokemon Go or the hula hoops of generations past. But there is a scientific methodology that is emerging that makes them much more than a simple toy. Because people are trying to say that they help with OCD and they help people focus.
Yeah, my child is ADD and this has come in very handy, I got told when I was criticizing them on Facebook.
So there is a professor at the University of California in Santa Cruz who says that they can be very engaging, and there is a certain characteristic that makes them feel good in the hand, and some people swear by them to help them focus, but I think it's just another fad toy, like I was telling you.
Like back, a slinky or whatever.
Back in my grade school days, it was the slap bracelet. Mm-hmm. And then they have the Pongs. Is that what they
were? Pogs.
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 The Pogs. Those are two of the big ones that I remember. They mentioned the hula hoop, Pokemon Go, the card game before mm-hmm. the electronic version. And just like with those, hundreds of schools across the country have reportedly banned them. And I feel like it's just a fad.
Well, that's what because I did a video kind of ranting about going against these things, and a teacher wrote me and said, thank you, and this comes from a teacher that has confiscated a drawer full of them. So I guess schools hate them, teachers hate them.
It's just like they hated slap bracelets. I remember when my school banned slap bracelets because it's distracting for children. And these are nothing more than that, but the fact that people try to push them as a cure for OCD
mm-hmm.
is BS. Yes, that is BS. It's just a fad thing. It's just a fad.
You're going to have people writing and saying, that is not what, this is,
I have done my research. I don't do my research most of the time. Most of the time I just speak off of like one article, but I have seen, there's no proof that this helps with ADHD or ADD.
None at all.
No, it's just a distraction. And there's so many different kinds. It's kind of like the slap bracelets and the Pongs.
Pogs.
I didn't get into those, obviously. And the Pokemon Go cards. Like, if you got the coolest one
Magic.
And your friends, like, yours lights up when it spins, or yours is metallic when it spins, or yours has the Pokemon Go characters on it. Like,
there is stuff like that?
I'm making the Pokemon Go, but
okay.
I bet there could be. There's so many different varieties that if you have the cool one of the day.
There's probably some Saudi prince that's got one made out of solid gold.
There you go. Went there. I was driving into work and I don't typically listen to morning radio. I typically have like a podcast or a book. I don't know, Fridays I like to listen to music on the way to work because I'm like, come one more day, Rocky. We got this.
One more day, Rocky. Okay.
I try and pump myself
one
up.
One more day, Rocky.
And two different radio stations had fidget spinner stories, and I'm just like, they're everywhere. Stop.
What did they say about them? Basically the same thing.
Yeah. Well, they're a toy, and that like it's causing some talk and... You know, you worked in morning radio. If people are talking about it, you're probably going to talk about it in your show.
Yeah, that's when you saw the video that I made. You're like, well, what'd you got to go? As a comic, you would look for the things that are topical.
But I heard these stories 2 weeks ago. Your video came out 2 days ago.
Yeah, but I hadn't heard about it until I was watching a thing and somebody was complaining about it. And I was like, oh, because the complaint that I saw was about the schools having to take them away and like, you know. And my deal was like, I read that it helps the kids with excessive energy. That's what it is, excessive energy.
The only thing exerting energy is the fidget spinner. They're just pressing on it.
Yeah, but it helps them focus when they have excessive. And I was like, "What? You got excessive energy, go clean your room. You got excessive energy, go pick up dog poop. You got excessive energy, you know.
Yes.
I'll show you how not to be bored. And mm-hmm. I think, and that was my deal, I think a lot of people have forgotten, as a parent, there's ways to do these things too.
Right.
For these, the description that was being told that I saw of the spinner, that it was being used for this or to use to distract them when they were bored or like, my dad would have said, you're bored? There's the lawnmower.
And I guess I've seen a more broad spectrum. Like, I have friends that have kids that are into them that have posted and are like, I don't get it. What are these things? And I wanted to be like, remember slap bracelets in Mrs. Gann's class? Yeah, that's what you got. You know, it's just another fad.
Well, the other fad that's about to annoy me is the bro jumper, the bro romper, the romp him. I actually heard it was called, too, the romp him.
Are people actually wearing them? I feel like it was just a joke on Facebook and people took it literally.
No, there's a whole Kickstarter thing about this guy that came up with them trying to raise money, but then somebody else beat him to it and put him out.
And then you have like the foam vagina that goes over your pee-pee so that your pee-pee isn't shown in the romper.
Yeah. That's so weird.
I, as a female, don't like rompers. I do. I have never owned a romper and I never will because I don't like rompers. I can't even imagine if my fiance put on a romper.
I can't either, but I think, do you think this goes back to the whole thing that we're becoming this gender fluid, if she wears it, you can wear it and it should be acceptable and, you know.
Well, for the longest time, women have tried that. Remember flannels, like back in the grunge 90s?
Well, yeah, but that drove me crazy too. That whole 90s thing of like when women tried to not look like women.
Right, and now men are like, hey.
I'm not going to look like a woman. Now that the women have gone back to wearing dresses, like so can I.
It's just a fad. I think it's just another social fad, but it's disgusting. Steve, do not buy a romper. I don't care if it's for Liberal Larry. I don't care if it's for Trucker Dude.
What if I just get like a one of those bibbed overalls that are shorts?
No.
That's kind of manly, isn't it? Kind of farmer-like, just a bib overall, cut off in shorts.
No, no cut-offs. You already have overalls. Don't cut them off. I see it. Don't do it.
I just had the thought in my head for a video.
Please don't. I try not to watch those videos because I know they're not sexy in my mind.
You don't watch my videos. Because no. I'll come in and go, this one got 165,000 views. Okay. You're like, I haven't seen it.
Okay, I work out in the middle of nowhere because of the company that I work for works with explosives, so our company is out in the middle of nowhere. I don't get good reception on my personal cell phone, and I'm not going to be visiting Facebook on my computer, you know? So I don't see them. And then, you know, don't you want me to, like, think you're sexy?
Yeah, but I want you to think that I'm creative and funny and ingenious.
Yes, I know you're creative. I know you're a genius. I know that you've got all these talents. And I know that people love Liberal Larry, but Liberal Larry...
People love Liberal Larry.
And if you don't know who he is, go check him out. But I don't want to watch him because I like to have sex with you.
Well, that's sorry, good. Mom. That's good.
Sorry, Mom.
And your mom here.
7 years.
Well, I had a friend the other night doing a show in Birmingham, and he was talking about the characters that I've been doing videos for. And
it's a genius idea.
Liberal Larry... Tucker the Trucker, and I've got Dusty Freebird Ford.
That's right.
And
what's he? I haven't seen a lot of him.
Dusty is an ex semi pro rodeo rider turned country singer who has a all girl band called the Saddle Tramps. And but
yep, nope. You said tramp. I'm out.
And he's stuck in the 70s.
Okay.
So when you see his pictures and his videos, it's like a 70s cowboy hat and a 70s shirt and, you know, drinking out of a ceramic owl mug because owls were so popular in the 70s.
They're popular now, though.
Are they back? Didn't Are owls back?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but that's the character. So, you know, I'm talking to my friend Tim Spinozzi, who's a comic and a comedy writer, writes for magazines, and he was going, I love what you're doing with the characters because, he goes, you actually have given each one
their own story. Yeah.
They each have their own background, their own, and he goes, it's perfect for creating long-term characters. He goes, those are almost like Saturday Night Live characters.
Yes.
And he sent me a couple ideas that, you know, he goes, do you care if I write for a couple of your guys? I go, I don't care at all. If you can come up with some ideas, I'd be glad to. Because it's kind of hard to keep coming up for ideas for each character.
But when
you know?
when it hits you, you go.
I go.
Like, I came home from work, and you're like, I knew you were coming home, so I went downstairs, and I did this, and...
I shot a video before you got home.
Because I...
That's why the flag thing's hanging
in girl form, I was like, you need to pay more attention to me and less attention to your Facebook. And, yeah. That was the day after that conversation.
Oh, is that what that was? Yes. Okay.
But I get it. It's genius. I get it. I try not to bring work home, which I think I've gotten better. I used to be so much worse.
You did. You used to actually physically bring home work to do.
And I'm glad you don't do that. I only bring my computer home if it's going to be snowy the next day. And sometimes they'll tell you, like, stories that frustrate me. But other than that, I'm not, like...
Yeah. One of the things,
I love my job.
One of the things I think it's other thing that people have been doing that's kind of... I don't know if it's cool, but I kind of think it is that they comment under my videos what they think the other character would say about it.
Oh, so they're like intertwining your Steve McGrew characters.
Yeah, like somebody will comment under Tucker the Trucker. Oh my God. Go, I wonder what Liberal Larry would have to say about this.
I just got a great idea. I don't know how you would do this, but you could like film like a Fox News type thing where you have each character, or at least two of them, panel next to each other talking to each other.
I like that.
My mind just blew up.
I like that. I could actually film it, like, looking at each other and splice it together somehow.
Well, what? You know how, like, on Fox News,
they don't put them in boxes.
At each other?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could just be like, well, and you could, like, have a news person, like yourself, in glasses
commentator.
Or something. Yeah. Try and commentate the...
Commentate.
Commentate.
Because that's what a commentator does. A commentator takes. He commentates.
But. Stop it. Just... Do it.
Yeah, I like that idea.
You have time this week.
I hope so. But we're slammed because we're going to go see Aaron Church. No, I'm teasing. So do you have another good story over there?
I do.
Because the romper and the spinner were the two that I had on my top of my mind that I thought we should get these out there because everybody's talking about them.
You need to say fully fidget spinner.
What did I say? Just spinner?
Yes.
Because spinner sounds like a sex thing.
It does. I remember, I think it was on this podcast, you were like, you know what a spinner is? I'm like,
really?
I worked in bars for 10 years. Yes, I've heard of it. So, you have an obsession with England.
I do. I'm about to sneeze, so I was holding my
nose.
Let's
pause and save.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm good.
You go through phases. I haven't heard you talk about it in a while, but you kind of have like an England obsession.
I have, I do. I'll just
admit, it's been a while since you've kind of gravitated toward that.
It's been a while. Well, I have to have something catch my attention, like something like when Trainspotting, the movie was coming out. I got much into looking up, but again, I go,
got married.
Huh?
Pippa got married.
Pippa?
Kate Middleton's sister?
I don't know who
Middleton is married to Prince William.
Yeah, I knew that, but who's Pippa?
Her sister everyone was obsessed with after Kate Middleton married Prince William because single sister Pippa. She got married, in the last couple of days.
Who'd she marry?
I don't know.
Well, this,
but I feel like...
This story just...
No, this isn't the story.
Oh, okay. All
right. I feel like that would be something that would catch your eye because it was in like all the news stories.
No.
No.
I did not see that on any... Because story. Okay.
I did. I think we're in different like social circles.
You knocked the mic again.
We're in different social circles when it comes to social media because I see things that you don't and then you see things that I definitely don't. Anyway. So anyway, Pippa got married. She's not the single sister anymore, and she married some not most attractive guy, but they love each other, I'm hoping. Anyway, this article that I found is you'll never hear the royal family say these words.
Oh.
And this is why.
Okay. The royal family will never say these words.
Yes. Yeah, so the royal family are not like the rest of us.
Oh, they're not.
They
are royal.
Not. They live in palaces and sprawling manors. They're fabulously wealthy.
They have good manners.
The numerous differences go on and on and on. Well, the royal family have a very different way of speaking. Social anthropologist and author of Watching the English, Kate Fox, has given us a fascinating insight into the vocabulary loved by the royals. And this is from themirror.com.
Okay.
Or themirror.co.uk. So, number one.
One.
Pardon. You think that's kind of a royal thing? Pardon me.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I think a pardon over here is like, hey, you did something wrong. I've pardoned you.
Well, I feel like when it comes to, excuse me, a pardon me,
uh-huh.
It seems more polite than the alternatives. Not being royal, however, we're wrong. We are totally wrong. I thought it was more. You obviously did not. It's forbidden to use in the royal family. Forbidden.
To say the word pardon?
Yes.
Okay.
Instead, if you haven't heard what the Duke of Edinburgh has said to you, you should say sorry or even sorry what? Yeah. Or simply pretend you have heard with a nod and smile.
I do that a lot.
I do that a lot. And sometimes I find myself in sticky situations.
Yeah. Where you agree to something and didn't know you did it.
Oh, crap. I have to what? Okay. Toilet. They do not use the word toilet.
No?
The word toilet may be more palatable term than bog or loo.
They use loo a lot, or WC.
But it's the latter which is used whenever a member of the House of Windsor needs to relieve themselves.
The loo?
The loo.
The loo.
That seems more proper to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
the WC.
Mm-hmm. Perfume? Complimenting someone on how they smell is a tricky one. It's a fine line between coming across simply as nice or just plain creepy. Unfortunately, the royals' preferred word for perfume won't help. The royals don't wear perfume. They wear scent. Yeah, sadly, I like have your a scent. Scent will always sound creepy.
Have a scent. This like dog your, has a scent.
I like your scent. I walked behind someone today that had a scent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I'm going to start using that. I enjoy your scent.
I'm like, did I forget deodorant? What? Tea. According to Kate Fox, one surefire way of outing yourself as being decidedly unroyal is to refer to your evening meal as tea. If you do want to convince her, you're blue-blooded and her being the queen. Invite the queen around for dinner or supper. She probably won't come, but at least she'll know which meal you're referring to.
So don't say, welcome to high tea, is it?
Yeah, I feel like that's a very common way. I don't live there. I've never been there. I need to hang out with Floor.
But for us in America, to say, would you like high tea, to me, that I thought that has always been like
3 p.m.
Like a late lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lounge? The palaces have many rooms, but not one of them is a lounge or a living room. This isn't because the royals aren't permitted a space to watch Hollyoaks or play cards against humanity. Instead, it's because they retire to either a drawing room or a sitting room.
Let's retire to the sitting room.
Let's retire to the sitting room to watch the Kardashians.
Oh, no. But I am going to say I'm going to retire to the sitting room next time I have to go to the bathroom.
But no, different.
I'm going to retire to the sitting room.
He's going to sit on the toilet. All right, and the last, let's, this will be the last
one. I have to take a sitting room.
The last one is posh.
Mm-hmm.
They
don't use posh?
The first rule of being posh is you never refer to someone or yourself as being posh. According to Kate, you're smart.
So it was smart spice? Yeah. There wasn't a smart spice, was
well,
there?
Well, I bet that was not driven by the royals.
It was posh spice.
Yes.
And sporty spice.
Yeah.
And baby spice. And scary spice.
I don't even know.
You weren't a Spice Girls fan?
No, I wasn't.
That was the 90s. That was the 90s.
I was.
That was your. You hit the mic.
I was fixated on Britney Spears.
And only Britney Spears.
And Justin Timberlake and how they should be married.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then what happened when they broke up and destroyed your world?
What happened to the denim outfits?
The what?
Like, who got the denim outfit? Remember the,
oh, yeah.
The VMAs?
Mm-hmm. They both wore denim. Oh, that was so...
Oh.
Everybody made fun of that, though.
Not me. I was like, that's what I'm getting married in. My husband and I, we're going to wear denim.
At the trailer park.
I have never lived in a trailer park. Not that there's anything wrong
speaking
with trailer parks.
Speaking of trailer parks,
I have another UK story.
Oh, okay, please. Go
so
ahead.
So recently there was a Princess Diana news story on ABC.
Uh-huh.
It was like the last...
Oh, it was the last 100 days or something like that or whatever.
I watched it.
The last
it.
Days of.
I watched it. Okay, I don't know why. I was extremely affected by her death. Like, I cried, literally, back in, like, the late 90s.
Yeah.
And so... I was very obsessed with her. And then when I watched this recent story, I was like, I don't get it.
You don't get why you were obsessed now?
No. But maybe it's because I have been introduced to the Kardashians and to the Kate Middletons. And maybe there's so much more going on in the world than I knew.
Yeah.
When it was Princess Diana.
Well, even...
She got married the year I was born.
That short period of time between her death and now, social media and news has grown so much that we get news constantly and social updates and YouTube, and we didn't have that with her. We just got bits and pieces of...
And she was the most photographed... And it said this on the story. If a newspaper wanted to sell copies, they would have a picture of Princess Diana. But anyway, this is kind of a fun story. She had a secret term for her clutch bags.
Uh-huh.
And this is from the Mirror. It's a reputable source, right?
Sort of, kind of, okay. Yeah.
Because they had a purpose. So, with all of the eyes of the world trained on them on a regular basis, the royal family have come to use accessories and their body language as a type of armor. There's been stories, I've heard of these, where the queen uses her bags as kind of a way of, like, telling her people what to do.
Uh-huh.
Like, if she turns it this way, it means to do this, or, like, bring the car, or please get this person away from me, or please get me out of this situation. I've heard that.
I've never heard that. That's very smart and creative, though.
Yeah. Well, one of the most photographed women in the world, Princess Diana, constantly had camera lenses trained on her. And she called her bags cleavage bags, which meant she learned a little trick of exiting a car in a foolproof, modest fashion, depriving the paparazzi of a photo, which meant it could make her blush. And it has several photos of her.
Of how she, like, would cover her cleavage with
her clutch. Because she always had these beautiful gowns. And
it's, and she hid her boobs with her...
Her cleavage, yes.
Her boobs.
And there were... Yes. Her cleavage.
Her boobs.
They were called cleavage bags. And even the person that designed them would joke with her about her cleavage bags when she would go in.
Well, the cleavage bag sounds better than booby bags. Booby bags,
right,
does not...
That's not royal.
Booby bags sound like something you would sack them up with.
Yeah.
Like, I need to put these in my booby bags and get my dress on.
But I thought that was cute.
It is.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
What? Oh, you were talking about denim in the trailer park. And I was about to go, well, you know, speaking of trailer park, welcome back, Billy Ray Cyrus. 25 years. It has been 25 years since Don't Break My Heart.
Don't tell my heart.
Heart.
Don't tell my heart. My achy, breaky heart.
See,
I just don't think it understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, it might blow up and kill this man.
Ooh, woo, woo.
No, the woo, woo only happens on the third time.
Oh, okay.
It's woo.
So it's been 25 years.
Yep. He's changed a little bit.
What do you think? You still have your mad Billy Ray crush?
No, I don't. I don't. I think he's kind of turned a little weird. He needs to fade off into the distance, let Miley and Noah do their thing.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, he needs to stop.
He's pushing the 25-year thing hard.
Well, he's got a good show on TMT, Still the King.
Uh-huh. Is that still on?
I think so. Okay. I didn't hear it got canceled. And he could do that acting thing.
Yeah, stop. I just read that they're going to do a Spanish version of Achy Breaky Heart, and they're going to do another version where they get a bunch of guest singers to come on and sing it with him. And there's just like this whole big, how can we make this work even more?
Well, we were in a couple clubs in the last year where
bands
Achy Breaky
it.
Heart was covered.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, they're going retro.
Well, is that because people that are...
The young crowd doesn't know it.
And then they're like, oh, play that again. We'll get up and dance.
Or the people that are my age or older are like, here, let's play this. It's like a ring of fire.
To them.
Yes.
It's kind of like...
The kids haven't heard it.
Like 10 years ago when they brought back, play that funky music, white boy.
I ate it up. I am so cool. I'm so retro.
And that was from 20 years before that.
So that's what's happening. It's not Billy Ray. It's probably his people. I just don't like his hair. I saw a picture of him from yesterday at the Billboard Music Awards party, and I'm like,
he had a weird little ponytail thing.
Great hair. Like, what did you do?
He does. You don't have
to live with the mullet. You don't have to live with the mullet. You know, he had kind of a 2000s mullet going on.
I think he should just go dreads. He needs to just go dreads.
No.
Billy Dread Cyrus.
I think he just goes by Cyrus now.
He did. As a matter of fact, you're right. He officially changed his name.
No, he hasn't officially.
He hasn't?
Because people reacted so negatively.
Really?
He decided not to. He's like, I didn't think people would react that way, and I will...
Well, I missed that story, because I saw the story that says he is now filing, he will be known, like, Cher.
He might be on my Google Alerts. I
don't... Do you still have that on your Google Alerts?
I'm kidding. But for some reason, maybe because I follow him, I liked him on Facebook, like, his stories come up. Him and Eric Church and Miranda, they all, like, I don't miss a beat.
Do you get mine at Google Alerts? That pause is not right.
I see you first.
Do you?
Yes.
So you have a Google Alert for me?
Yes.
Okay.
On my Facebook. And maybe I'm just, I live with you, so like seeing stuff. Well, most of the time I live with you, unless you're traveling the world, and then I'm cleaning up after animals and going to bed every night.
What other song did Billy Ray actually have?
Some Gave All.
What other song did Billy Ray
have? Could have been me.
What
In the Heart of a Woman.
What other...
Words by Heart.
What other song besides those did he have?
Romeo.
That was Dolly's song. That was Dolly's.
Yeah, but he made it.
What song did he have that was a hit besides...
Could Have Been Me and Some Gave All were hits.
They were?
Yes. Could Have Been Me followed up Achy Breaky Heart, and it made a number one.
Really?
It wasn't the crazy, like, cruise for... Sorry, Larger Line. It was still a number one, but it wasn't a number one for as long.
Oh, like it hit it and ricocheted off of it really quick.
Yeah. But, like, there were a lot of great music that people just didn't stop and appreciate.
Oh, I loved his song, Deja Blue.
Deja Blue, boo, boo, boo.
I just pulled that out of my butt. I just knew Miley that because was in you. That. I just knew it because you played it one time, I heard you from another room go, oh, "That's Deja Blue."
Miley was like 2 years old, and
she in that video or something.
I feel like I've said this stuff to you. We should move on.
Well, Miley has announced if people are not bored of the Billy Ray Cyrus,
she has Malibu.
She is coming. She has announced she's going back to country. Did you see that?
She has Malibu.
Is that what that's called or something?
I don't know. That's the first song. Like, I think that's the name. She, like, stopped smoking pot.
Yeah, that's the article I saw. And then I saw underneath it all these people posted about her coming back. Like, please don't. When were you here? We don't need you back. Our kid, you're not a good example for our kids and all this stuff.
I haven't heard underneath Malibu. Her article. Have you?
Mm-mm, I haven't.
Let's plug it in.
You have it?
Yeah, I'm pulling it up on YouTube right now.
And I'll pause this and we'll plug it in. Hold on. Okay, here's Miley Cyrus and Malibu.
It has a country sound.
I never came to the beach or stood by the ocean. I never sat by the shore under the sun with my feet in the sand, but you brought me here.
I don't know that it's country.
It started off country and then it got thumpy. Did you notice that?
I feel like thumpy. It's not country. I think people made that assumption.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't know. I was looking at her Instagram this morning at 7 a.m. after I woke up and you were still asleep. And she definitely has transitioned from that happy hippie pot-smoking girl.
Touch my vagina.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I can't believe she did that in show.
She's growing up. She's growing up. Madonna did the same damn thing.
I know. That's it's been done. Move on.
But I feel like every generation has that person.
Touch my vagina person? Every generation has a touch my vagina person.
Please don't name the podcast that.
Touch my vagina. No, it was, what was the name we thought about calling it earlier?
What?
I don't remember. There was a name. You go, that's the name we're calling this podcast earlier.
Well, we'll have to look back. I'm not good at that.
Me either. Oh, dog farted. We could call it dog farted because it does it every podcast. Oh, my God.
Every
time this dog sits in my lap.
Time. But yeah, so Miley has changed her ways. You want to play a game?
Play a game?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a game?
I have a game.
Let's go.
It's Would You Rather. Are you ready to play Would You Rather?
Would you rather.
Would you rather gain 10 pounds or be banned from the internet for a month?
Gain 10 pounds.
Knew you were going to say that. Would you rather an unrecognizable child photo of you be the subject of a vicious internet meme that lasts for years or be the laughing stock of Twitter for a day?
Be the laughing stock of Twitter for a day.
Because if they're talking about you.
That's good.
Would you rather accidentally like a 2-year-old photo of your significant other's ex whom you were in the middle of Facebook stalking or accidentally send a sext to your mom?
Sext to my mom.
What?
I just said that because I wanted to see your reaction.
Would you rather be trolled by members of the alt-right or members of the Gamergate? I don't know what either of those mean.
Alt-right.
Okay.
You know what Gamergate is?
No.
Gamergate, alt-right is like the far, far right of...
Which is kind of where you land?
Huh?
You kind of land there.
I kind of go that way. And the Gamergate was all the people that are all about... there was too much male stuff in games. That was... Well, at least that is what I heard. If anybody knows different...
Princess... You saved the princess in Mario.
I know, but all the heroes are typically male, and all the action heroes are male in games, and that was the whole thing. Like, why aren't there more women in video games? And why are the women that are in video games always sex objects?
Yeah, let's continue on with the Would You Rather game.
Okay.
Would you rather... Uh-huh. Have to read every word of the terms and conditions when you're prompted to, or have to ask your parents for permission every time you have sex?
I would rather read the terms and permissions. Do you ever read the terms and conditions?
No.
Do you just scroll down?
I saw you reading, like, there's Yahoo was bought by Verizon, and you were like scrolling through the email, and you're like, "Hey, did you know this happened?" I'm like, "Yes, I knew it happened. I deleted that email 3 days ago."
I just wanted to see if there was going to be some major change, or if you had to say yes, I'd like to keep my Yahoo mail or whatever. But that's what that was. But a lot of times they'll say you have to read these agreements before, and you have to. Sometimes you have to scroll down so the "I'll agree" pops up. You have to make it all the way through.
Yeah, and that I do. I scroll. I agree.
And then like, but I haven't read it.
And that happened with something I was just agreeing to on the iPhone, maybe Facebook, and you're like, "Do you realize they have access to this?" And I'm like,
"Well, you click I agree to something, and then one day they come to pick up your dog, and you were like, "What did I? What you said? You clicked on I agree."
Okay, that's a little far-fetched. No one's going to take my butterfly. And if they try, I will move to Mexico.
I'm just saying, if you don't know what you're agreeing to, you never know what you're agreeing to.
When you die, would you rather have your credit card statement on your Google search history released? Oh, I forgot a word. Would you rather have your credit card statement or your Google search history released when you die? It wasn't stated properly.
Either one would be okay. I'm not ashamed by either one.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't search boobies?
No.
You like boobies.
I love boobies. I love boobies. But no, I don't search for them.
Would you rather have your Seamless account hacked? What's Seamless? I feel like we don't know. Next. Would you rather play Pokemon Go in real life or The Last Guardian in real life?
I might say Pokemon Go because I don't know what The Last Guardian is.
See, I just assume I'm the only one that doesn't know this stuff. Would you rather have your Netflix viewing history made public or your Spotify listening history made public?
Netflix.
I'm pretty open about both.
Yeah, but you're not embarrassed at the fact you listen to Billy Ray and stuff
don't
like that.
Don't tell my heart.
My aching heart.
Would you have a hacker swoop in and publicize all of the selfies you've taken in the past year without filters or have your personal email hacked?
Oh, now that's a strong one right there.
Ouchie.
I would have to go with selfies hacked.
Really?
Yeah, because you tell me I take bad pictures.
No, I don't.
Yesterday, you go, look at this picture you took of me. Why'd you post that?
That was a picture of me. It looked like I was about to throw up on our food, but I was going, ew.
Yeah, but that, I don't really pay attention to pictures like you do. Like, I'll snap a picture of myself and not even really, I'm not filtering it. I'm not changing the light on it.
I think I've just gotten used to that of you. But when you do it of me, I'm like, what the hell? Why would you do that?
Because I was just, a picture is...
A picture.
A picture. It's okay. You. It's whatever I...
You grew like... up with real film for way too long.
Okay.
Okay. I found this really cool list of things that I think you're going to like. It's called The List of Things You'll Never Hear a Real Country Boy Say. And this kind of goes along with your fact that you don't like the new country that's not real country.
Okay. What is this called again? One more time.
The List of Things You'll Never Hear a Real Country Boy Say.
All right. Bring it on.
Bring it on. I'm a vegan.
Never.
No. What is a grit?
What is what?
A grit.
What is a grit?
You don't know what a grit is?
I know what grits are.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, you've been spending too much time
with the city boys. No, I just didn't know. I thought maybe a grit was different than grits.
A bonfire? Really? Pass.
Everybody knows what a bonfire is.
Yeah, but
because it's an every
you don't like when they
song.
You don't like when they sing about them.
No, because it's an
but
every
a real country
song.
Boy
would know
does
what a bonfire
like a good
is.
Bonfire.
Oh yeah,
guns are scary. Larry the Liver would say that.
Oh my God, guns are so scary.
Tire is flat. Call AAA. You would totally do that, but you're not a real country boy. A real country boy would change the flat.
I have changed a flat. I know how to change a flat, but I have had to call AAA because my spare was flat.
Honey, let's get a cat.
Never. Never going to hear that.
It took a while. It took a while. It took a while to get the cat in the house, and then it took a while to get the cat a friend. I love the cat's friend, but...
You had to kill off the dog before we could get... Huh?
What?
No, I'm joking.
Do you have anything else? I don't drink beer.
That's a bad one right there.
I have too many hats. Okay, we got to talk about hats. Our house is overcome with hats that are not mine.
I have a hat problem.
You do.
I love hats.
I'm like, well, you're traveling. I'm like, where's that maroon hat? It's a unisex hat. And I'm like, where's that unisex hat that I sometimes like to wear? And you're like, it could either be here or here because there's 10 rooms in this house.
But
and
I was
all
right.
10 of them.
But I was right, wasn't I?
You were.
I know where my hats are.
Those truck tires are too big. You will
never hear
a
cowboy say that.
Country boy.
Country boy. Or a cowboy. You go, cowboy.
Excuse me, these jeans are designer.
We might hear a country guy say that.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, in this day and age, you might.
No.
You mean like real country?
Yes.
Like Bubba country.
Real country.
Like, okay.
Fishing is boring.
Never.
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 I didn't know it was deer season.
No, you'll never hear that. Every
they like
every
count
good country
down.
Boy knows when this season's over and this season starts, and now it's turkey season and quail season starts on such and such, and deer season starts, and yeah.
Yeah. Who is George Strait?
The king.
The king.
The king. And not Elvis the
when
king.
When did he become the king of country music?
I don't know. I think somebody just said one day, it's the king,
well,
George Strait.
I feel like when he released his 50 number ones, like people are like,
He must be the king. He's has 50.
He's done much. Like everyone knows. It's like one of the, going to a Mark Chestnut concert and you're like, I know half these songs. I didn't realize that I knew. But like George Strait, it's like you would know every single song.
Well, even George Strait's 50 number one hits.
They were all sad.
Well, they weren't his hits. I mean... Other songs that weren't on there because you're like, well, it was two, or it was three, or it was five. He's had so many hits.
But he was like there. He was just there. He was kind of like a Chris Young, where like Chris Young's last five singles have gone number one.
I wouldn't know.
No. But like, unless you go to a concert of his, you're like,
I didn't realize that. Oh, that song.
I didn't realize all five of these went number one. And so it's like, it's. You just don't realize that. Anyway. Something you'll never hear a country boy say is, I hate plaid shirts. I don't know that they actually love plaid.
I don't think so. That's why I was pausing here. I was like, I don't... I've never heard that brought up in any way, shape, or form around.
And last but not least, they will never say, I love the Kardashians.
Never. Never. And that is the perfect one to end on.
Okay. Can we just, one more story. I have to talk about one more story.
All right. We're good. Go ahead.
Dating this day and age can lead to a lawsuit. Did you hear about this story?
No, I have not heard about this.
So there is a guy. He's a Texas man, probably a country boy, suing his
wearing
date
plaid.
For texting during the movie. So a Texas man is suing a woman for $17.31 that he spent on a date where he claims she texts through the movie they attended together. His name is Brandon Austin. He alleges in the lawsuit that he met the woman on a dating app called Bumble, and they went on a first date to eat pizza and watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Yes. The lawsuit alleges the woman opened her phone to read and send text messages 10 to 20 minutes during the film. Court papers filed by Brandon state texting is in direct violation of the theater's policy, affecting the viewing experience of the plaintiff and the others.
That's true.
While damages sought are modest, the lawsuit reads, the principle is important as defendant's behavior is a threat to civilized society. I said, listen, your texting is driving me a little nuts. And she said, I can't not text my friends. I said, maybe you could take it outside to the lobby. I've seen people get kicked out of movies for this. Well, the woman left the theater and did not return. He said he decided to file the lawsuit after the woman declined to reimburse him for the $17.31.
Whoa, she left the theater. Like, just, okay, fine. If you want me to leave, I'll just leave.
So the woman issued a statement in response to the lawsuit. I did have a very brief date with Brandon that I chose to end prematurely. His behavior made me extremely uncomfortable, and I felt I needed to remove myself from the situation for my own safety.
Because he said, hey.
He has escalated the situation far past what any mentally healthy person would. I feel sorry that I hurt his feelings badly enough that he felt he needed to commit so much time and effort into seeking revenge.
I do have to agree with him where he said that she is a could harm society in the future.
I hate when people's cell phones go off.
Me too. When I'm watching a movie and you see something light up over in the corner, it brings you out of the movie. It kind of like, what is, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have to go with him.
I do too.
And if she says, I cannot not write my friends back, that's a mental problem.
Right.
If you can't turn it off for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
I like turning my phone off because then I'm like, what kind of present will I have when I turn it back on?
It is sort of that.
And then when you turn it back on and nothing was missed,
and then
go,
somebody writes, never mind, I went ahead and did it because they text you like
that
2 hours.
That happened to me.
Never mind.
Your people are more
They
snappy.
Are a lot like that. Are you available for a gig? Never mind, I went ahead and booked it since I didn't hear back from you.
Whatever.
That does happen to me. If somebody didn't hear sometime
then
an hour
on Facebook,
or two, they're
every
like,
time you go to a movie, you should like check in at the movie theater, go, going to see a movie. I'll wait for my phone for 2 hours.
Please do not. Not
don't
book
someone else.
Please don't
else.
Book someone else till I come back.
That is very self-righteous.
Well, I do like that movie. That's a good lesson. Do not text or you could be sued.
That's what I like about the movies that we go to as screening.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed to bring out your phone.
Right. Somebody will go, if we see you,
you're out. Here. But I went to a movie which wasn't in that situation and I was like, what the heck?
Just lights everywhere.
It's very distracting.
So don't do it,
don't
people.
Do it. Keep your phone in your bag or in your pocket or in your popcorn.
Which I'm so excited. I know this. I'll close with this, people. But I'm so excited to be able to have popcorn again. I had oral surgery, and I've had stitches, and I'm not allowed to eat chips or hot spicy food or potato chips that Janet has eating in front of me.
They're horrible. They taste like crap.
And I can't wait to have popcorn.
He's been putting ketchup on things and not sriracha.
Right. And I just can't wait to get back to a movie. One of the reasons I didn't want to go to the movie during the day, because remember I told you that there was a movie I wanted to see, and I'll go during the day. I thought, I'm not going to go because I can't have popcorn.
Right.
So I cannot wait till Tuesday when the stitches are out and I can have popcorn. Yes!
And hot coffee. You haven't been able to have hot coffee. You've only been able to drink cold coffee.
Yeah, cold or room temp, or like at room temp. It can't
be
hot. So
when I get up in the morning, I make coffee for myself and then I make coffee for you and put it in the refrigerator.
That's such a nice girlfriend.
Fiance.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. Beyonce.
All right.
All right, tell people how to find us.
You can find us at Wrinkled Sheets on Facebook, Wrinkled Sheets on YouTube, or at The Wrinkled Sheets, the number one, on Gmail and Twitter.
So we thank you for listening. We hope you had a good time.
Follow our vlog.
Yeah, please follow the vlog on YouTube. We try to do it at least. It's supposed to be daily, but sometimes it's every other day. Or sometimes if we haven't filmed a lot, it'll turn into a nice long one. It'll be like 11, 12 minutes because it's 3 days worth of stuff. So.
Right. So you never know what we're going to do. I don't do a whole lot during the week, and I'm sorry, but that's my life.
But I've had requests for people request us that we need to do more of those the vlogs that we do, like taste tests or
they love those,
like the foreign candies or trying a food from a restaurant. People say they really enjoy those kind of things.
I agree. So
we need to do
more
of those.
I like to eat food.
Yes. So until next time, bye. Oh my God.
It's the only way we could say goodbye.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, I just don't think it understands. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, that's too much.